This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Nation Radio. Well, you can email us at nationradio@theteam1260.com. Plus, we're on Twitter at It's Nation Radio. Joined from Pension Plan Puppets, one of the best blogs available on the planet, is Julian. How are you, man?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you in Toronto?
I'm actually in London this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. The reason I emailed you and the reason I wanted to talk to somebody from Toronto is with regard to the Wade Belak story, there's so much news and information that's still coming available. I know PJ Stock mentioned a few things today that were news. So what I wanted to do, as opposed to adding to the confusion and talking about things that maybe we should wait a week or so to talk about, let's talk about Wade Belak as a hockey player, as a Toronto Maple Leaf, and the impact that he had on the team and the community and the fan base. Let's start with Belak as a player and as a Toronto Maple Leaf. He was a fan favorite.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think when he started out with the Leafs, he was kind of one of those in between defenders and forwards. Quinn never really had him in one spot and kind of left fans scratching their heads. But I think the thing that really turned fans towards Belak was the first game against the Devils after Jansen had laid a pretty dirty hit on Caberle. First shift out on the ice with Jansen, he bellowed out. As soon as he saw Jansen, he just yelled, "Jansen!" and then went out and beat him to a pulp. And that really, for me at least, that really cemented appreciating what Belak did for the Leafs. And from then after, Leafs TV started doing a lot of segments with him, like the Wait a Minute. And you could see a lot of his personality. He was a really funny, self-deprecating guy. And that's kind of a lot of what people have been remembering the last couple of days.
I was impressed by the number of his former teammates who took great pains immediately after to tell us about him, that he was a tension breaker in the locker room, to the point where even in great sadness, people were laughing or smiling about events that had happened in the past. It really had an impact on the hockey community and definitely on Leaf Nation because he was such a special guy.
Yeah, there's always some show of how people felt, but it was... I think the really impressive thing was it wasn't just guys that had played with him. It was guys that knew him from the off season or knew him from junior. It wasn't necessarily just guys that played with him in the league, but everyone had their story of their favorite story of Belak, something he did to, poke fun at himself or keep the room loose.
In your article on the on Pension Plan Puppets, I guess it was on the Leafs Nation, now that I think about it, you talk about his last career goal. Take me through that experience as a fan.
Well, that was kind of when Belak was in the stage with Leaf fans where, he was always, no matter what was going on, he knew he was going to be a grinder. He was always going to give you his best effort. And there's two videos on that post. The first one is one of Chris Newbery's goals against the Bruins where, Belak's fighting for position in front of the net and, gets flipped over, loses his bucket, goes to the boards, holds on to the puck, fights off two Bruins, kicks it over to Newbery, and Newbery scores. So by the time that game against Nashville, it was kind of a shootout, and it was the same deal. Another shift where he'd been putting in a pretty yeoman's effort, and the puck just kicked out to him. He tapped it in, and he was so happy. He just stood in front of the net, big grin on his face, looking like he just scored a game-winning goal. And I remember the crowd after started chanting, and he said, you remember that too, they were chanting Belak for a couple minutes after that. And it was just good to see a guy that, always gave, every last ounce of effort, get rewarded with a goal.
I also love the trade deadline video where he said, I blame Mats.
Yeah.
That was great. It was great.
Yeah, they had to move the second best player.
You know what, Julian, we're a little bit short on time today, and I do thank you for calling in, but I reserve the right to call you back about Wade Bielak, and as we get closer to the regular season, I want to talk about the Leafs and what fans can expect, because as you may know, there are thousands of Toronto Maple Leaf fans in Edmonton and area, so if it's okay with you, we'll get the inside scoop from you this fall.
Absolutely. I'd love to speak to the this fora.
All right, Julian, thanks so much.
Thanks again, Alan.
Okay, that's Julian from Pension Plan Puppets, and also writes for the Leafs Nation, which is part of the Nation group of blogs, and of course the reason that we're here on Oilers Nation every Saturday between noon and 2. We've got a couple, probably a minute or so here, and I did want to talk about, if you want to hear something on Nation Radio, you can email us at nationradio@team1260.com, and also tune into, we're on Twitter at It's Nation Radio as well. I want to thank our guest, Julian, who we just had from Pension Plan Puppets. Also, Cam Moon from the Red Deer Rebels. Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun told us a little bit about what's going on there. Wow, what a summer and fall in Winnipeg. And we heard from Corey Graham, play-by-play man for the Edmonton Oil Kings. And Rob Soria, great, great blog called Oil Drop. You want to check it out. And thanks again to Robin Brownlee and Gene Principe and Jason Greger for the tape that was that great Jason Bonsignor interview. I have a feeling we're going to hear about that more and more as time goes on. This is Nation Radio. We're here every Saturday between noon and 2. Have a great long weekend, everyone. Enjoy the sunshine and puck drop tomorrow at St. Albert Service Center.